Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Brainstorm Boost. 5 Min Idea Fix. I'm that friend who loves helping you solve problems, big or small, sometimes even with just a quick brainstorm session over coffee. Speaking of brainstorming, ever feel like your phone is hijacking your brain? You know that feeling when you scroll through social media for what feels like minutes, but it's actually hours. We're living in an age where technology is constantly vying for our attention, and it can be tough to find a balance. But trust me, folks, developing a healthy relationship with tech is key to staying sane, productive, and, let's face it, happy. So, what are some practical ways to achieve this digital zen? Let's dive into 5 quick fire tips that'll help you reclaim your time and sanity. First up, awareness is everything. Seriously, how much time do you actually spend on your phone each day? It might be more than you think. Download a screen time tracker app. There are tons of them out there to get a clear picture of your digital habits. Once you know where you stand, you can start making conscious choices about how you use your devices. Next, set boundaries. You wouldn't let just anyone barge into your life whenever they please, right? Treat your time and attention like precious resources. Establish tech-free zones in your home, maybe the dinner table or your bedroom, and stick to them. Also, designate specific times for checking emails and social media instead of letting notifications constantly pull you away from what's important. Thirdly, intentional engagement. Think about why you're reaching for your phone. Are you genuinely interested in the content? Or are you just mindlessly scrolling because you're bored or anxious? When you use technology intentionally, you avoid wasting time and energy on things that don't truly add value to your life. Now, let's talk about digital detox. We all need a break from the digital world every now and then. Schedule regular offline time, go for a hike, read a book, have a face-to-face conversation with a friend, anything that allows you to disconnect and recharge. Trust me, your brain will thank you for it. Lastly, find alternative activities. Instead of always reaching for your phone when you're bored or stressed, explore other hobbies and interests. Pick up a new instrument, join a sports team, learn a new language, the possibilities are endless. Let me share a quick story. I used to be the guy who constantly checked his phone at every red light, during meetings, oops, even on dates. It was embarrassing, but also stressful because I felt like I was always playing catch-up. Then one day, I decided to take a week off social media and focus on other things, hiking, writing, catching up with friends in person. It was life-changing. I rediscovered the joy of being present and focusing on real-life connections. So remember, folks, technology is a tool, but it shouldn't control you. By setting boundaries, practicing mindful usage, and finding alternative activities, you can cultivate a healthy relationship with tech that empowers you instead of enslaves you. You've got this. If you found these tips helpful, be sure to share the episode with your friends who might need a little digital detox inspiration. And don't forget to leave a review, it really helps others find their way to Brainstorm Boost. See you in tomorrow's episode for another quick idea fix.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.